and Angie Lana. Morning.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria begin die naweek met 'n maksimum van 24, Johannesburg 22. Dis baie goeie weer om in 'n bus rond te ry in Gauteng. Tsinien op na 29 grade. Ons begin in KwaZulu-Natal, waar die liggaam van 'n vrou in 'n kar gekry is in 'n oorstroomde rivier in die Pinetown gebied.
We found a female believed to be in her 50s who had unfortunately passed away due to her injuries that she has sustained.
ALS paramedics Gareth Jameson sê die vrou is gevind nadat daar deur die nag na haar gesoek is. Daar is ook berigte van modderstortings in dele van eThekwini, dit terwyl ernstige waarskuwings uitgereik is van nog baie erge donderstorms oor groot dele van KwaZulu-Natal vandag. Terug in Gauteng, die onderneming dat daar dringend ingegryp sal word by die bedrywighede van die Palm Ridge Landdroshof. Die minister van Justisie en Grondwetlike Ontwikkeling, Mamlok Kubai, het die hof gister besoek na klagtes van inwoners dat hulle beamptes moet omkoop en beweringe dat hulle deur landdroste intimideer word. Die minister erken, sy het ook haar meer verloor toe sy eerstehands gesien het wat gedoen word met dokumente wat verband hou met klagtes van geslagsgeweld.
It's a lot. I can say that I saw a room where the GBV files are, and I went mad, I must say, because it's not supposed to be that way. And it's not what one can hide. These are weaknesses.
Meer hieroor by jackaranda.fm.com. Klik op news. Afrika-leiers het nou hulle fokus verskuif na vredesgesprekke in die Demokratiese Republiek van Kongo na gister se aankondiging dat die SADC vredesmag, wat Suid-Afrikaanse weermagpersoneel insluit, nou uit die DRK onttrek word. Die ontplooiing van troepe het gesorg vir opbouende kritiek teen die regering nadat 14 soldate van Suid-Afrika in Januarie in gevegte met die M23 rebelle dood is. Anastasia Mokobo het meer.
The mission deployed in December 2023 was meant to help the DRC government restore peace amid attack by armed groups, including M23. While officials did not reveal the size of the deployment, South Africa is believed to have sent about 1,000 soldiers. As violence continues, SADC urges humanitarian groups to speed up relief efforts for displaced civilians. Anastasia Mokobo for Jacaranda FM News.
By die Internasionale Kriminele Hof in Den Haag is dit 'n insiggewende dag. Voormalige president van die Filippyne, Rodrigo Duterte, is geskeduleer om vandag sy eerste verskyning te maak op klagtes van misdade teen die mensdom. Dit hou verband met die dodelike oorlog wat sy regering vir jare lank gevoer het teen dwelms, maar waar tydens daar beweer word 10,000 mense dood is. En terug by die huis gaan ons die Vrydag in met 'n storie van hoop en lewe uit die hoofstad. Lede van twee brandweerstasies in Tshwane vertel van hulle urelange operasie die week om 'n donkie uit 'n septiese tank te red in die Bashewa gebied in die ooste van Pretoria. Die tank was gevul met riool en Tshwane nooddienste sê dit was 'n baie komplekse reddingsoperasie, maar die donkie is gered, gewas en uit die tank gelig sonder beserings. Gaan kyk na daai foto's van die uitsonderlike reddingsoperasie. Dis ook op ons nuusblad. Ek skryf dit is 'n top story this hour. All eyes on KwaZulu-Natal with more warnings of severe thunderstorms through that province today.
Khanda, your news is so interesting. 6 minutes past nine. Our bus this morning. I wait for 850-0942. Ilana, you don't have a code C license. You're right. So we're going to, I'm going to hand over the reins to a real bus driver. But our first stop this morning will be in Braamfontein. So I'm going to pick everyone up. The N1 northbound slow moving traffic towards Smith Street. If you just joined in, we are taking the day off and I'm taking you on a bus trip. I could finish say, quickly do a bathroom break so that you can be ready for our bus trip. I just love your last story.
I know.
So what happened to the donkey?
So it landed up in the septic tank, filled with sewage.
The Anagand.
Pretoria, east of Pretoria. And it was obviously making a noise and grabbing attention and people phoned 20 emergency services and the firefighters from two stations were deployed. They had a crane.